Blog Talk Radio.
I'm walking in authority, living life without apology. It's not wrong, dear, I belong here, so you might as well get used to me. Now my mother may not be the queen, but my father's king of everything. To the family, so I guess that makes me royalty, and it gives me dominion, yeah, power over men, yeah. Everything I do is a blessing, promise me some great success. I am the authority, because I'm the majority. Look upon me, look on me, so you might as well get used to me.
I'm walking in authority.
God bless you. This is another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you. This is the Walking in Authority Hour with your host, Pastor Donna Kibble. So glad to be back on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is truly good. We have a special guest on tonight, and she's been on, amen, amen, thousands of times, hallelujah. But I do have a special guest tonight, and her name is Prophetess Dana Bohannon. Amen, amen, amen. So I want you to get your pens, I want you to get your notebook, amen. And as she teach, let us write down what the Lord gave her, amen. And then not just that, but phone in, amen, and let her know that she's listening. Let her know that what she's saying, we know is strictly from God, amen, amen. Prophetess, are you on the line?
Yes, I am on the line, Pastor Donna. Glory to God.
Amen. Well, God bless you, woman of God, and let the Lord use you mightily. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you
glory
for being
to
here tonight,
thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Amen.
Yes.
And I good evening, everyone. And I just give thanks to God for who He is. I give thanks to my pastor, Teresa Docks, and Elder Docks. They are the founders of the Internet Radio Broadcast. I am the director of the Kingdom Builders Development Institute Internet Radio Broadcast. Glory be to God. And at this time, first I'm going to do the announcements. Glory be to God. So for donations, you are sown into good ground, into what God is doing. You could send your donation to Kingdom Builders International, 16250 Northland Drive, Southfield, Michigan, 48375, Suite 369. Or you can download the Give Life app at www.givelife.com, or you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.com and click on Internet Radio Donations, or you can go to PayPal and go to www.kingdombuildersinternational.com. Glory be to God. And our church services are at Kingdom Builders International, again, 16250 Northland Drive, Southfield, Michigan, Suite 369. The service time is 11 a.m. We're Prophet Teresa Dox, who's our pastor. And we also have Jesus Encounter Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Glory be to God. And also, we have a prayer line. You can call in with your prayer requests or just call it on the line and listen. And it's Monday through Fridays, 5 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And the number is 218-895-0280. And the code is prayer. It's 772-937. And again, the number is 218-895-0280. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And we are so excited to announce Kingdom Builders Development Institute minister classes. If you believe that God is calling you to do ministry and you do not know what to do next, give us a call and watch God work. Acts 6 and 4 says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Get training and get equipped to manifest. For more information, you can call 313-583-9739. Glory be to God. And when you're on the broadcast, the internet radio broadcast, we would like for you to go sign in to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI and click on follow, and you will receive updates on speakers and events. And again, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. And we're just so excited about our project youth, where we focus on developing character, excellence, and integrity in the youth. And we also have self-enrichment programs for families that are in need of mental, emotional, and spiritual support. And our upcoming event, yay, is our 2016 Women's Conference for Kingdom Builders International and Bethany AME Church. And it's called Uplifting Women and Birthing Out Purpose. It's Friday, October the 21st, and Saturday, October the 22nd. And this fundraiser is, this conference is a fundraiser for our Project Youth. Glory be to God. And for more information, you can contact Audrey at KingdomBuildersPlaza.com, or for any information on anything that I have announced, you can call the church office again at 313-583-9739. And glory be to God. I'm going to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy that you have shown upon us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Please forgive any of us any sins that we have committed today in word, thought, and deed, and continue to create in us a clean and pure heart. Glory be to God. Right now, Father, I just yield myself to you. I just pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you will use me, that you will speak a word to encourage, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You will speak a word today. Just use me as the vessel. I surrender. I bind up any attack from the enemy that was set off against this broadcast. The word shall go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces, God, from the north, from the south, to the east and the west. I plead the blood, God, and I thank you that your angels is warring over Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio broadcast. And I give thanks to God and honor to God. And I love the woman of God, Pastor Donna. Glory be to God. So today, we're going to talk about entering your promised land and crossing your Jordan. Glory be to God. Now, everyone is should be familiar with the story, but I'm going to go over it a little bit anyway. When Pharaoh enslaved the Israelites in the hands of the Egyptian people, they cried out, and he would not let them go, so God sent the plague on either the Egyptian people. And the last plague killed all the Egyptian firstborn. So it was great anguish. So he told Moses and Aaron to leave quickly with the Israelites. Shortly after they departed, Pharaoh wanted vengeance and pursued them with his army. He caught up with them, their backs were to the Red Sea. Responding to God's direction, Moses raised his staff over the water, and parted the Red Sea. Glory be to God. To create a path for them to escape. Don't we know that God will create a path for us when anything he got us? He said a weapon may form, but it will not prosper. Glory be to God. So the soldiers attempted to pursue. The water rose up together and drowned them. After they crossed the Red Sea, Moses was to lead them back into the Promised Land. But Moses, an entire generation of disobedient Israelites, died in the wilderness before entering their Promised Land. So God told Joshua to lead the people into their Promised Land. But first, they had to cross the Jordan River. So, crossing your Jordan. We're going to make this personal tonight. Glory be to God. And I'm going to read Joshua 4:19-24. And the word of the Lord says, the Amplified Version. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and it camped at Gibeon, and on the eastern border of Jericho. And those 20 stones which they had taken from the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gibeon. He said to the Israel, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, what do these stones mean? What do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know, Israel crossed this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dries up the water of the Jordan for you until you cross it over. Just as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, when he dries up before us, we had crossed. So all the people of the earth may know without a doubt and acknowledge that the hand of the Lord is mighty, extraordinary, and powerful. So that you will fear the Lord your God and obey and worship him with profound awe and reverence forever. Glory be to God. Don't we know that God is extraordinary, powerful, without a shadow of a doubt? He wants us to know that because we, if you could just think back at what he's done in your life already, because nobody had done it but God. But God, glory be to God, hallelujah, Jesus, crossing your Jordan, glory to God. So God said in his word that he is our shield, he is our glory, he's the lift of our head, he's our strong tower. He said, we are the affliction of the righteous, but he shall deliver us out of all of them. That's our extraordinary, all-powerful God. Glory be to God. He is our lightness, dog. Wow. He is our healer. He is our provider. He is our peace. He is our waymaker. Glory be to God. And just as he drowned up the water from the Red Sea and from the Jordan Revelation crossing, he will dry up anything in our lives if we allow him to. And keep our focus on him. And Jesus, our brother, he did not leave us alone. He said he will send us a comforter, the Holy Spirit, who will dwell in our hearts once we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. And if you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, guess what? You're going to have a chance to before this broadcast is over. Glory be to God. In John 6 and 63, the Amplified Version said, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh converts no benefits. It is of no account. The word I have spoken to you are spirit and life, providing eternal life." The New King James Version says, John 6 and 63, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." So every time we hear the word of God and we speak the word of God out loud as we read, that's life to our spirit. So he can keep us, so we can continue to cross the Jordans in our life. Glory be to God. Through God's power, that extraordinary power that I talked about, God can drive every taste of sin from our heart. He can help us crucify our flesh, because the word of God said, "Pick up the cross and follow after me. Die daily to me." Glory be to God. For every morning, I say, "Father God, I'm dying daily to you. I'm dying this day." Because who knows how I got tainted yesterday. But I crucify my flesh and die to you daily. Because as I said, there's no good thing. Oh, God, that Moshaka that dwells in our flesh. Ha, ha. Just like he drove up the Jordan for the Israelites. The word of God says, "If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, it dwells in us, the same Spirit, the same power to drive anything, sickness, disease, sin, emotional, spiritual. We just have to allow it to. Because guess what? You can't conquer nothing that you ain't willing to deal with. I examine myself. Before we take communion, we're supposed to examine ourselves anyway to make sure that my heart is right with God. We have to yield to the power of the Holy Spirit, because he's telling us, because he's walking in us. He's giving us revelation. He is revealing the things of God to us. He's enabling us to obey God. But are we listening? Are we listening to that still, small voice that's saying, "Go left, but we go right anyway"? Because it's flesh. Because there ain't no good thing in the flesh. He teaches us. He gives us power. He sanctifies us. He helps us pray. He will make us stronger. He gives us the words to say. He gives us knowledge and understanding. And he continues to cleanse us for the work of the Lord. So we can cross any Jordan in our life. Because the Holy Spirit helps us. He helps us bear that fruit of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5 and 22. Just the Amplified Version saying that the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence within you, is love, unselfishness, concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while we wait. Oh, that's so good. Let me say that again. Not the ability to wait, but how you act while you wait. How you act while you wait on the promise of God. Are you unselfish? Are you concerned for others? Because of this presence within us. So we should be showing forth these fruits. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness. He said, "Enter peace." I like that, because Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." But some people say to give it back, give it to the enemy. No matter what circumstances you're going through, no matter what Jordan's in your life, you got the cross, you got the peace of God. Mature in the fruit of the spirits. Patience. Glory be to God. Not the ability to wait, but how we act when we wait. Are you mumbling and are you complaining? Are you crying and you're whining and you're wondering why you ain't crossed that Jordan in your life for this issue? Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Galatians 5:19-21 of the New King James Version, he said, now the works of the flesh, remember the flesh, is no good thing that dwells in the flesh. The flesh fights against our spirit. So we got to identify, is this a flesh? Because God is not doing things that we say we're in the spirit. We were Christ, but we're doing things in the flesh. We ain't crucified that flesh. Glory be to God. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, all worth of wrath, self-ambition, envy, wild drunkenness, and the likes of which I tell you before, just as I told you in the past time, those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. That is the word of God say. So, have you crucified your flesh in these areas and produce it? Good fruit. Good fruit. Good fruit for the Lord. So the Lord can use you for his purpose. Now, entering into your promised land, crossing your Jordan, you must let go of everything that is stopping you and surrender all, you know, all to God. And continue to let God circumcise your heart. Continue to let God create in you a clean and pure heart. We have to forgive. We have to keep a repentant heart. We have to turn away from everything that's keeping us from God. We have to confess our sins. Because the Bible says he is faithful. He is just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The enemy comes to condemn us. But the Holy Spirit convicts us. We got to know the difference, because there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. The enemy comes to convict you. Say, don't do this, don't do that. I'm sorry, the Holy Spirit. But the enemy kind of beat you up with it. He got to get a strong hold of your land with it. Glory be to God. Knowing all sin falls short of the glory of God. That's what God's word tells us. He said, walk all our salvation with fear and trembling. So we can cross the Jordan and enter to the promised land to possess God, all that God has for us. God has given us promises in the Old Testament that is here for us to possess now. He did not come to do away with the Old Covenant or the Old Testament, but to fulfill it. And it is time for us to cross our Jordan into the land of milk and honey and walk in the blessings of Abraham, because we are his descendants. Every promise in the Bible is ours. It's time for us to cross the Jordans in our life. Because God has already parted the sea. Jesus already died for our sins, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Of course, the enemy, the accuser of the brother, going around, roaming around, seeing if he could accuse. No matter what you're going through, it's just a test. We can still cross that Jordan. But remember, when God first sent Moses, they went around for 40 years. They never made it to the promised land because they kept murmuring and complaining. They complained when they were enslaved. They complained when they got free that they didn't have this and this and this and that. But God was still providing everything they needed. But none of them was sick. God kept them in and out of being sick for 40 years. We got to recognize the extraordinary power in our God. Glory be to God. Genesis 7 and 17 says, "And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generation for everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after." A covenant is a banded agreement. So every promise that God promised Abraham is our promise. As we cross our Jordan into the land of milk and honey, as we cross our Jordan, and sometimes it's just not natural. We could cross our Jordan into spiritual things where our eyes and our ears is opened up more to the prophetic, to God, to the directions of God. We can see and hear him clearer. Crossing our Jordan. If you fall short, get back on focus. Why don't walk on reservation? God said we're supposed to think of things that are true, lovely, praiseworthy, a good report, and we're not thinking on them things, then you try to take our focus away. No matter what you're going through, no matter what your family, your kids going through, God say, think. He give us something to think on so we can cross the Jordans in our life. His word can cast down thoughts and imagination. Every half-thing that involves itself or just the knowledge of God brings every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Because the heathen in us is stronger than the heathen in the world. We know that thought is not of God because God is love. Cast that thought down. Don't blow that thought. The enemy trying to make them bad thoughts manifest in your flesh. You can act on it. Don't you put it in your mind. Glory be to God. We want to cross the Jordans in our life. We want our family to cross the Jordans in their life. We want them to be strong enough by seeing how we walk as men and women of the kingdom of God. They will follow. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We have power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. That's what God's word says. We have the keys to the kingdom of heaven. So we can possess what's ours. He has given us the keys. He has given us power and authority. We are the body of Christ, the kingdom of God, that's in us. That's a local in that power and authority that God has given us. Thank you, Jesus. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, special people. That's what God's word says. He made each of us unique. Get into the body so we can work together. Glory be to God. God told Joshua to be strong and get a good courage. Do not be afraid. No one be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He is with us wherever we go. He said, 1,000 may fall at our left, 10,000 at our right, but no harm shall not our dwelling. He is with us no matter what valley you walk through. The word of God say, I'm with you. You may see 2,000 footprints because I'm carrying you. No longer. Don't complain. Trust me because I am an extraordinary, powerful God. I am the Alpha and Omega. The beginning. I am the lift of the head. I am your pillar. I am your provider. I am your everything. And you can cross that Jordan in your life. Yes. The enemy comes and try to stop us. But the word of God says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon. It may form, but it shall not prosper. Says the Lord and the Lord. Because I will set up a standard for you against the enemy. The devil is already defeated. Says, great job for our fault. You know, God's little children. And you have overcome them because he who's in you is greater than he is in the world. We have to put our armor on. We have to resist. We have to be strong. We have to fight by the Spirit. We have to be sober and alert. Because he's roaming around. The enemy is. But he who forgets, I shall come to hell. I'm no longer forgiveness. And try the Spirit, by the Spirit. Glory be to God. So we can cross every joy in our life. Because God is opening up the waters. Hey, God, don't see you. And he said, walk through my child. It will not flood you. Because I'm there with you. My angels is warring for you. My ministering angels is ministering to your spirit. My guardian angels is watching over you. My destiny angels is ready to usher you into your destiny. Just trust me and allow me to do what I promised I would do for you. God, I thank you, Lord, that we can cross the Jordan in our life, God, that we will trust you, that we will not drown, that the sea will not come back together, because you are the extraordinary, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing God. Glory be to God. And we trust you, that you would do all that you said that you would do, God, that you would do it, because we know that you are merciful, that you are loving, that you are kind, that you are holy, that you are eternal, that you are invisible, you are omnipresent. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that you are our rock. Glory be to God. That you are our everything. And we bear fruit in you, God. I shall talk to Moshe, God, and I won't see you, God. Glory be to God. You are the strong one, the Lord of Lords. Our significant one. Almighty God. Glory be to God. Praise your name, Lord, that you are our banner, that you are our hero, that you are our shepherd, that you are the host, that you are our peace. You are the Lord of hosts, God. You are our companion when we need them, God. You are the Lord of righteousness, God. And we trust you, Lord, so we can cross every job in our life, God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for interceding for us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you comfort us when we need to be comforted. You give us wisdom and understanding and knowledge, and you teach us the truth and the word of God. The Spirit of truth, you lead us in truth. You know, you don't give us no error, but you teach us the truth. Because God is Spirit and truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. So, God, I just pray that we just continue to allow you to move in our lives so we can continue to cross every yard, so we can go from glory to glory to glory to glory in you till we see Jesus again. We're going to take a short music break. Glory be to God. Don't we know that our God is bigger than anything that we face? Our extraordinary, powerful God is bigger. He's bigger than cancer. He's bigger than AIDS, bigger than homosexuality. He's bigger than our bills are. He's bigger. What's your call? Only the enemy wants to think that he's not bigger. And he is. Because he created everything. He knows everything. Glory be to God. We thank you, God, that you are bigger. You're bigger than any pain. You have our body. You're bigger, God. We thank you, Lord. God. I thank you, Father, that you shall continue to show yourself big and strong and extraordinary in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless everyone that's called in on his line, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that they will call in and join in their lives, that you have opened up the water and they will run through them, God, as you open up doors in our lives, God, that we will run through them. We know that you have opened Jesus. I call you every attack that the enemy has set up against our lives, whether it's spiritually, emotionally, or physically, in the name of Jesus. I take the sword of the Spirit and I sever it in the name of Jesus. I command every dry bone to connect in the name of Jesus.
God says in his word that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that Jesus has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For what the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whoever called on the name of the Lord shall be saved by his grace. God has done everything he needed to do to provide your salvation. Your part is simple, just to believe and receive so you can cross the Jordans in your life. So just pray out loud, Father, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me, and I pray right now that you'll stir the Spirit in the inside of you in the name of Jesus. I pray right now that he will send you to a teaching church, a prophetic ministry in the name of Jesus. I call you. The very moment you committed your life to Christ, the truth of the word instantly passed in your spirit. I thank God, we thank God that you are now born again. You are brand new. You, hallelujah, the angels are rejoicing for your salvation. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So remember, Jordan. We pardon Jordans in our life. This path for us to walk through it so we can walk into spaceship of what God has placed in us. They can be stirred up, that we can be used what God wants us to be used in the name of Jesus. At this time, I'm going to open up the line for prayer requests, for prayer. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. You are truly worthy, God, of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise.
Amen. Prophetess, this was awesome tonight. Hallelujah. And you, your lesson was enter your promised land and then crossing your Jordan. That was awesome tonight because sometimes we miss the enter in because we let things hold us up. Amen.
Yes.
But you said we can't let sickness, we can't let doubt, hallelujah, we can't let anything. The Bible says separate us from the love of God. So whenever we separate ourselves from God, then we're separating ourselves and making it over into the promised land. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. This was awesome. This was awesome. I thank God for you, woman of God, on this awesome teaching. And not just that, how you even went and you broke down with the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And then you broke it down when you went and you talked about the word of the flesh. Amen.
Yes.
Because the Bible said in this flesh, it dwells no good thing.
No good thing. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Whoa, Jesus, we shall thank you.
That's why we have to repent daily.
And we have to ask God, Lord, bring our flesh under objection, Lord. Because our flesh can make us run away and run towards something that God didn't tell us to run to. Amen. But this was awesome, and I thank God because when Moses they crossed over the Red Sea, what did the Lord tell them? He said, "These enemies we shall not see no more." So whatever carrying, It was carried into that water and drowned.
Yes.
And it was a new start. Amen. And what you saying tonight, that God is giving us a new start.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
A new start.
Glory be to God.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I know I am talking, but you have stirred up the Holy Ghost
thank
in me
Jesus.
Tonight,
thank
woman
you,
of God.
Jesus.
And I so
Amen. Glory be to God. You are so welcome, woman of God. Glory be to God.
And as
Pastor Donna talked about, you can't even let sickness stop.
Sickness.
Nothing. I'm going to give a little bit of my testimony. Stop us.
Okay.
I just moved from Chicago, Illinois, to Detroit, Michigan in May. When I called the movers to say I want y'all to pay y'all to move me to Detroit, the movers say, "Who moved to Detroit, Michigan?" I said, "Wow, he asked me who moved to Detroit, Michigan." God told me to move to Detroit, Michigan. The doctors say I have fibromyalgia. The doctors say I have chronic sinus and get chronic sinus infections every other month or so. Nothing stopped me. from doing what God told me to do. My family think I'm crazy, but God said, lead not to your own understanding. I have no family in Michigan. I have my church family because my pastor started the church a year ago, but she was my friend also. But I had to seek the Lord when he said, move. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to keep you.
Mm.
And I'm going to breathe out of you what should have been birthed out of you. Years ago.
Hallelujah.
But I will send you someone that's going to help birth it out of you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So I can cross that Jordan and that gift to continue to manifest through the body of the Christ, for the edifying of the saints, because it ain't about me. Glory be to God. So I thank God that I'm on Social Security disability. I've been on Social Security disability for 16 years. I get about $1,000 a month, but God takes very good care of me.
Amen.
I travel. I'm a $1,000. I say, God, I have somebody buy my plane ticket, pay my hotel fare. He gave me the money to move here, to pay me what is nobody but God. But
amen.
God. Glory be to God.
Amen.
And the lines are still open. If anyone else have a testimony, a prayer request, a comment, you could come forth.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Hi, this is Sister Cindy from Texas. And
my friend
is Betty Campbell. My friend is Betty Campbell from Chicago. And this is my first time to be on the line, and I just want to say that it was a word in due season, because just yesterday the Lord had me speaking to two managers above me, my manager and then my manager's manager above her, and I gave them that same scenario yesterday on Let My People Go. When they was trying to go through, you know, on dry ground, and you know, they've not had any sales. We're approaching our third week with not many sales in the office. But, you know, God is doing a new thing, like you said. And
amen.
All I could do was just stand there in front of them and say, it doesn't matter what the numbers look like. If we put our hope and our trust in God, he will see us through it. But now we're in a season where we got to trust him with our whole heart, like it says in the book of Proverbs. It says that we trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding. Amen.
Yes.
And I gave that word to them yesterday and encouraging them, because I've not been moved by not making any sales. But like I told my boss tonight, I said, tomorrow I'm selling. I'm selling big time tomorrow, because I
already
knew in my spirit that I've been obedient to do what the Lord has called me to do this week. You know, he's called me to rest. He's called me to minister. He's called me to feed some people. He's called me to give, you know, them some food when I'm at the grocery line. I'm looking at this lady like, Lord Jesus. But, you know, his word says, in a time of famine, we shall have plenty. You know, in a time of famine. You know, the Lord said he never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. He said, we have not because we ask not. And even the little smallest details, we have to be specific in asking the Lord what it is that we need.
Amen.
He said, open up your mouth and I will fill it. So we got to open up our mouth and say, Lord, this is what your word says. I stand on what your word says. I've done this. I've done that. I be still and know that you are God, you know. And in the midst of this, the Lord had me organize. We shifted desk in the office, and one of my friends moved it. I'm like, Lord, I ain't staying in the No, I'm shifting. But when I went to that desk, I had like a whole bunch of extra papers and everything, and I sat at my desk and I said, I will not leave this desk until it is all in order. And God is shifting us into some areas, because there's some order that he's placing us, a place that we've been for so long, sitting there, being dormant, being still. And God says, no, I'm taking you into the promised land, where you're going to have, like, it's going to flow with milk and honey. But he wants that order. And we have to let go of everything, because yesterday he began prompting in my heart, whatever little I had left at my brother's garage, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. I don't want to go into my promised land with the old You can't hold on to it anymore. You got to begin giving it away, purging. I mean, you know, when they went into the promised land, they weren't taking a whole bunch. I mean, they took a little bitty donkey and a few people and a couple of things on their backpack. And they didn't go in all, you know, no cluttered up. No, they went into the promised land with what they had. And the Holy Spirit will provide, because he said he is our provider. And he wants to bring in the new, out with the old and in with the new. Amen.
The new.
And sometimes
it's
hard for us because, you know, when I had, when I lost my stuff over at the storage, and it was my, my son's, my favorite picture of my son when he was a baby, you know, and different things like that. I mean, I was like, Lord, I might have lost that, but what did the people in Louisiana lose when they lost their whole household? I mean, it was totally flooded. They didn't have not one thing, not one picture, you know, and they had to start over. But it's okay, because
it's us,
and like you said, letting flesh go, letting go of that, that stuff that holds us back, you know? And it's not easy. It's not easy, my sisters. And so yesterday I called my brother, and I'm like, look, I have this day. When are you off? He said, this day and this day. Okay, this day and that, we're going to clean up. I'm going to get rid of it. I've been with my parents for 6 months. I haven't used it. It's still been sitting over there. There's stuff in my room. They've been sitting for 6 months. No, it's time. It's time. If you haven't used it in 6 months,
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you, woman of God, for coming forth. We thank you. We thank you.
Because October
4th, anyone else have a comment or a prayer request?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Minister Jennifer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank you for the manna that went forth on tonight. And I thank God for every Red Sea. I thank God for every Jordan, because he lets me know that he is there with me. And I praise him for it. And I praise him for both of you, women of God, on tonight. God bless you.
God bless you.
Love you, Minister Jennifer.
Love you too, Pastor Donna. Love you too.
Amen.
Don't give me praise now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Oh my God. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God.
He said, let those that have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying. And I know that he said, test the Spirit, plural, by the Spirit. So I know that the Spirit went forth this day. And woman of God, out of your belly flow living waters that enable us, who know that we are in our promised land, to cross over our Jordan. You are that way and that title that we needed to come through to propel us to cross over our Jordan. So we just thank God for both of you women of God. Y'all just keep letting God use you. You keep acknowledging him and let him direct your path. Because it's already established.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Amen.
Woman of God.
Well, I want a prayer request. Can I get a prayer request? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, my name is Joy McCann, and I'm out of Chicago. And I'm in the process of trying to purchase a house, another house, and I want to rent my house out to a great tenant, of course. So I'm just asking God to, you know, to bless us with our new home in Munster, Indiana, the area I'm looking at. So,
yeah.
And build my businesses up as well. I have a couple of businesses. I want them to grow financially, and I'm ready to step into my millions. That's all.
That's what I'm talking about, babe. Like, yes.
Thank you, God.
Top of this,
you're going to
start praying?
Sure. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Woman of God, what did you say your name was again?
Joy.
Joy.
Joy, I thought you said Joy. I wanted to make sure. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God,
yes.
I just speak the blood of Jesus over your daughter, Joy, Father God. Hey, Christ, I pray right now, God, that you will give her everything that you have promised her before the foundation of this world in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray right now, Father God, for that home and brother in Adam, Father God. I pray right now for the property, Lord God, for a city that's going to pray, that's going to keep her property up, Father God. There were two like in their own home. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray for every door that you have opened in the
every
name of God's life. In the name of
Jesus,
Lord, bless us, Father God. Bless your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray right now you open up her eyes even the more, Father God, so she can see what you are doing in her life. I ban up every attack from the enemy against her home, Father God, against her good faith in God, loving God, spirit. In the name of Jesus, for our property, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you that nothing will stand. I'm going to see you fall against her, shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I plead the blood over her. I plead the blood over her home, God, that she has the rent, Lord God, that she has rented, because we've been called them things that be not as though they were. I plead the blood over her home in Nigeria, Indiana, Lord God. I plead the blood, Lord God, over the million
dollars
that she's going to be, Lord God, because confession brings possession in the name of Jesus. And it doesn't matter what I talk, and I speak life to all God.
Life.
I'm coming to agreement with the word of God. Because your word is going to come. Agreement, it shall be done, Lord. So I thank you, Lord God, that it shall come to pass. I thank you today testimony that's going to come out of what you have done in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, thank God, and amen, and glory be to God.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank
God
you.
Is always near, and
thank
God
you.
Put
thank
a step
you.
Up of proof on tonight.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And show
thank
them
you, God.
That he's here. Amen. That
Amen.
He's here.
Amen.
He's
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
And when we call on him, he shows up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
mm.
he does.
Thank
yes,
God.
He
shows up.
Thank
and
God.
I'm just
thank,
thank
God.
God for coming back tonight.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
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 And sprinkling us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful for you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Pastor Donna.
Yes.
Walking Authority comes on every second and third Tuesday.
Yes.
7 p.m. Central Time, with 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes.
Dial the 661-449-9911. You can listen. And any broadcast that comes on, if you want to hear it again or if you want to go tell someone to listen, they can call, they can go on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/KBI. So after we hang up, it will be in the archives within the next 5 minutes.
Amen.
So if you didn't tune in
Amen.
Last week when Pastor Donald was on, you want to listen, you can go on the internet and listen. Glory be to God. And also
Amen.
The broadcast
Amen.
That I have in the midst of the pain, there is peace every second and fourth Thursday. The same time, you call in the same number. So, yes, my broadcast will be on tomorrow. Glory be to God. And it's focusing on spiritual, emotional, and physical healing. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Pastor Bob.
Thank you, Lord.
You want to close out?
Yes. Well, we thank God for the listener tonight. We thank God for everyone that expressed themselves on tonight. We thank God for the prayer requests that came through. Hallelujah. But most of all, we thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And we thank God for Prophet Dana on tonight. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Teaching our awesome lessons. And Father, we thank you. We ask that you will replenish her tonight, revive her tonight, renew her tonight. Hallelujah. Rejuvenate her tonight. In the name of Jesus, we speak sweet sleep and rest. Hallelujah. Will be her portion tonight. In the name of Jesus, we speak that everyone is listening tonight, that God will endow them tonight. Truly with the Holy Spirit from heaven, that he will give them rest and peace. Glory be to God, even in the midnight hour. Father, we thank you. We bind up backlash, retaliation right now in Jesus' name.
Yeah,
and we bring the blood of Jesus from around our sister, hallelujah, and around her
mouth,
around everything that pertains to her, and all of us that's on this line. We plead the blood, for God said the blood shall never lose its power. And we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you, for it is so. in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Donna.
Amen. Love you, woman of God. Love you.
Love you too.
Amen. Amen.